A couple of years ago, the Associated Press carried a story about one city's attempt to reduce litter.
几年前，一家出版社叙述了一个故事，这个故事是关于一个城市试图减少街面垃圾。
Their solution was to wire their trash cans to say thank you whenever anyone used them.
他们的得出的方解决方式是将每个垃圾桶上面装上电子设备，当有人向垃圾桶扔垃圾的时候，垃圾桶就会说谢谢。
Actually, most of them say Danke. Since the cities Berlin, Germany, and Danke is German for thank you.
Well, 其实呢，很多垃圾桶呢说的呢不是英文的谢谢，而是德文的 Danke， 因为呢这个城市是在德国柏林。
If you have the trash can, actually do say thank you. By the way, to make English-speaking visitors feel at home.
有些垃圾桶呢还真的会用英语说谢谢 thank you， 使得说英语的旅客们呢觉得有点宾至如归的感觉。
However, according to this report, the cans are programmed to fall silent after dark.
可是呢根据报道，这些垃圾桶在天黑以后呢就停止说话。
Authorities are afraid that some unexpected user might be frightenedI'm hearing a strange voice speak to them in the dark.
因为政府呢有些有些担心，就是有些不曾戒心的使用者在天黑以后听到奇怪的声音呢会恐惧。
Especially if it's a trash can.
特别是来自一个垃圾桶。
I can't help but think of Jesus' words that if his disciples were to be silent, even the stones would cry out.
在这里我不得不联想到，在路加福音当中耶稣说，若是门徒闭口不说，这些石头必要欢呼起来。
I guess that we could say that even if Jesus modern day disciples were to fall silent Thanksgiving season, even the trash cans would cry out Danke or thank you.
我想如果我们说在这感恩节的季节当中，我们这些当代的信徒闭口不谢恩的话，那么垃圾桶也会欢呼 Danke 或者是 Thank you。
Dr. Hans Heil was a world-renowned expert on the study of stress.
汉斯博士是一个世界闻名的研究人类心理压力的专家。
He spent years conducting experimentsOn the ways our emotional state affect our physical well-being.
他花了许多年，做了许多试验，研究我们的情感状态怎样会影响我们的身体状况。
Toward the end of his life, he summarized his findings by naming the two main culprits of poor health: an attitude of vengeance and an attitude of bitterness.
在他晚年即将去世的时候，他总结他的研究发现，对身体影响最不好的有两点，一种是报仇的态度，还有一种是一种苦读的态度。
He concluded that the emotion most beneficial to our personal health is gratitude.
他认为对我们身体最好的一种精神状态就是感恩之心。
This world-renowned expert confirmed what the Bible has been saying to us for thousands of years.
这位举世闻名的专家再次证实了圣经几千年来向我们传递的信息。
We have so much for which to be thankful.
我们能够为之献上感谢的是何其多。
And we badly need to say thank you.
我们真的是确实需要更多说谢谢。
St. Paul knew how to say thank you.
使徒保罗知道怎么样说谢谢。
He had a spirit of gratitude.
他有一颗感恩之心。
Even though he experienced more adversity in a few short years than most of us experience in a lifetime, he was always expressing his gratitude.
尽管使徒保罗在短短几年当中经历了比我们当中大多数人一生所经历的苦难都多得多的苦难，他却总是在处处表达他的感恩。
He showed gratitude for other believers, gratitude for Christ.
为其他基督徒感恩，为基督感恩。
In the first chapters of his letter to the Ephesians, Paul writes, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not ever stopped giving thanks for you.Remembering you in my prayers."
在以弗所书第一章当中，保罗写道：“就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。”
This was no idle flattery.
这不是随便的客套话。
Paul was a genuinely a grateful man.
保罗真真切切是一个感恩的人。
We could use a sense of gratitude today.
我们今天仍然可以应用他的感恩的态度。
We likely have so much for which to be thankful, but sometimes we forget, don't we?
我们像他一样，有这么多值得感恩的地方，我们却有时会忘记，不是吗？
Sometimes we take so much for granted.
有时候我们将一切都习以为常，认为是应该的。
Today, let us just consider some reasons we can be thankful.
今天让我们来思考一下我们能够为之献上的感谢的理由。
First of all, we can be thankful because God is in control of our world.
首先，我们可以向神献上感谢，因为神在掌管整个世界。
This is a good place to begin, isn't it?
我们从这里开始是很好的一点，是吗？
God is in control.
神在掌管一切。
This is not a universe at the mercy of caprice or chance.
我们所住的世界不是一个在突如其来变化当中所给我们留下的苟延残喘的世界。
We live in a lawful universe under the direction of a sovereign God.
我们所住的世界是一个在尊贵的神的统治下、管理下的一个有规律的世界。
It is so sad that we take this for granted.
我们如果以此习为常，那是很可悲的一件事。
Every morning, we ought to awake with a heart filled with blessedness and thank God for the gift of this beautiful world.
每天早晨我们应该醒来，带着领受祝福的心来感谢神，因为他所赐的这个美丽的世界。
Author speaker Thelma Wells was traveling through Ghana.
Wells 太太呢，这个是个作家和演讲家，在戛纳到处各地的访问。
She noticed how many businesses there have names reflecting the owner's Christian faith.
他注意到很多当地个人企业的名字呢，都反映了他们业主的基督的信仰。
The believers in Ghana are so enthusiastic in their faith that they want passersby to know it.
在戛纳那里的当地的企业家和业主对他们的信仰非常热心，以至于他们愿意过路人都能够领会。
That is why there are businesses with names like.The Prince of Peace Snacks, or the Garden of Eden Sports Shop.
例如呢，有些生意的名字就会称为和平之子小卖部，或者是伊甸园奇遇用品商店。
However, it can lead to some unintentional humor.
有这些呢，可以导致一些业主起名当时并没有用过的、没有想到的一些幽默的地方。
Consider some other names like the Merciful Lion Photographs or God's World Coca-Cola.
例如一些名字如慈悲狮子像馆，或者是神的旨意的可口可乐。
I'm sure the folks at Coca-Cola Corporation will be pleased to know that their product has God's seal of approval.
我相信可口可乐公司呢，如果知道他们的产品得到神确认的盖印呢，会非常喜悦。
And wouldn't you want to build your house and materials for almighty plywood and nails?
还有，你是不是也愿意你的房子用的建筑材料是取之于大能木材和钉子的商号呢？
But my two favorite business names cited by Mrs. Wells have unintended significance.
我喜欢的威尔斯太太所应用的两个商业名字有着他们业主没有当时没有设想到的用意。
Consider the in God's time electrical repair.
能够设想一下在神的时间内的电器修理公司。
Because God knows you can never tell when a repairman will show up.
因为只有神知道你的电工什么时候会出现。
And my absolute favorite is nothing but a blood barbershop.
我最喜欢的是唯有宝血理发馆。
A name that may inspire fear in non-believers.
这样的一个名字呢，也许会在飞机途中当中引起恐惧。
So for goodness sake, don't ask the barber for a shave.
可千万别叫理发师给你刮胡子。
All joking aside, these believers understand something that is lost in a more secular society.
在玩笑之外呢，这些信徒却将我们今天日益世俗的世界当中有一些我们在日益世俗的世界当中所遗失的东西。
This is God's world.
这是神的世界。
Many of us live as if we were alone in this universe.
我们当中很多人生活在这个世上，似乎我们是没有盼望的孤零零的一群。
God writes to the church at Ephesus, I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I also pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope he has called you.
但是呢，保罗却是这样对以弗所教会这样写道：我求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
We live under God's sovereign care.
我们生活在神全能的照顾之下。
Sometimes this truth is brought home to us in the little mysteries of life.
有时候这个真理也会在日常生活当中得到显现。
Dr. James and Shirley Dobson, who are Christian psychologists, and they have a program called Focus on the Family. They wrote a book for couples.
杜布森博士他们夫妇呢是基督徒的基督教的著名的基督教心理学家，他们有一个机构，开设了一个机构叫爱家机构，他们曾经给夫妻关系呢写过一本书。
In it, they tell about an elderly woman who has lost her husband.
在书中，他们提到一位老年夫人失去了她的丈夫。
His name was George.And he died 7 years earlier in an automobile accident.
她的丈夫名字叫乔治，他是在几年之前在车祸当中丧生。
Theirs had been a happy and long marriage, and she missed him terribly.
他们结婚时间很长，而且非常幸福。
When she suffered a broken leg, she felt more confined and alone than ever.
这位老人非常想念她已故的丈夫，当她的腿断了以后呢，她更感觉到行动不便，更加的孤单。
One particularly blue day, she found herself longing once again for her husband's company.
有一天似乎非常低沉的，又有一天非常低沉，她发现她又沉浸在怀念她丈夫的思潮之中。
She sat in her living room and began to weep.
她坐在起居室开始哭泣。
Dear God, she prayed, please give me the strength to get through this hour.
亲爱的主，她这样祷告说，请你给我力量来撑过这个时辰。
Get your Bible, a quiet voice inside her said.
去拿你的圣经，一个安静的声音在她里面说。
When her Bible was in the bedroom, and with her leg in the cast, she thought it would be too hard to retrieve.
但她的圣经是在卧室，她的腿呢被石膏绑着，所以她觉得很难去行，站起来去拿。
Then she remembered a small travel Bible on the nearby bookshelf.
忽然她想起来，她旁边的书架上有一本旅行圣经。
She reached for it and turned the pages to find a favorite scripture.
她就伸过手去拿了起来，开始翻动，开始找她最喜欢的章节。
Suddenly, a letter fell into her lap.
突然，一封信从中落到她的膝盖上。
She carefully unfolded the yellow pages.
她小心翼翼地打开内心八房的纸张。
It was a love letter from George.
这是一封她丈夫曾给她写的情书。
In it, he expressed his deep affection for her.
在信中，他向她倾诉了他对他妻子深深的爱。
His words of comfort went straight to her lonely heart.
他安慰的话语直直地进入她的心田。
In the back pages of the Bible, she found more notes from George.
在圣经的背面，她又找到许多乔治留下的信章。
He had written them in the hospital while waiting an operation, apparently fearing that he would not return home.
他是曾经在医院里等待做一次手术的时候写下这些信的，很显然他担心自己不能够回到家看到他太太。
But after he had recovered, the notes were forgotten.
但是呢，当他病好了以后，这些信章呢就已经被遗忘了。
The woman spent the rest of the afternoon basking in the company of her husband's letters and the certainty that the Lord cared for her.
这位老人整个下午都沉浸在她丈夫字句的陪伴和神确实看顾她的确据当中。
Some of us would say it's only a coincidence that she discovered her husband's letters at that particular moment.
我们当中也许有人会说，她在当时找到她丈夫的信章只是偶然的。
Maybe so, but it is amazing how many coincidences there are in life to remind us that we are not alone.
但是事实上却是，生活当中有很多奇妙的偶然事件，在提醒我们，我们不是孤注无援的。
We are thankful, first of all, that God.Is in control.
我们首先要感谢神，因为神在掌管一切。
In the second place, we are thankful that God has shown us His nature in Jesus Christ.
第二，我们感谢神在基督耶稣里向我们显示了他的本性。
Paul writes, "That power is like the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ."When he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that is to be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
保罗这样写道，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活。叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
Humanity has always sensed that there is a power in this world than ourselves.
人类一直感受到，在人世间有一种力量是超过、大过人类本身的。
The question was, is this power benign?
问题是这种力量是不是对我们漠不关心呢？
Primitive man sought to appease angry gods by sacrificing those gods.
原始人类力图来献祭，来安抚发怒的神。
Sometimes they would sacrifice the first fruits of their crops.
有时他们会向神明献上初熟的果子。
Sometimes an animal.
有时候献动物。
In more primitive societies, they offered up human sacrifices.
在更原始的时代，他们甚至献上人作为燔祭。
But their primary motivation was fear.
但他们最基础的、最起初的动机是恐惧。
Perhaps if we perform this rite, this ritual, offer this sacrifice, God will be merciful to us.
也许当我们行了礼仪，献了燔祭，神就会对我有存怜悯。
And then along comes Jesus, who said, "You've got it all wrong."
然而，耶稣基督来到世上，指出我们将这一切都弄混了。
God is not a vengeful God.
神不是一位复仇的神。
Even when God is punishing us, He is not mad at us.
即使神在惩罚我们所犯罪的事的时候，他还是对我们没有心存愤怒。
God is a God of grace, forgiving love.
神是一个满有恩典、饶恕和慈爱的神。
Abba, He taught us to pray. Abba.
他这样教导我们来称呼神，就是阿爸，还有爸爸。
And how do we know that Jesus will tell the truth about God?
但我们怎么知道耶稣将神的真理指示给我们呢？
St. Paul says that God himself promised that on the third day he would raise Jesus from the dead.
保罗这样写道，神他自己告诉我们在第三天他会让耶稣从死里复活。
Instantly, a new relationship with God was made possible through the deathAnd the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
在那一刻，我们与神以新的关系的建立，因着耶稣的死和复活成为可能。
We can be thankful, not only because God is in control, but because God's character is reflected in the life and love of Jesus Christ.
我们不仅仅因着神掌管万有而感谢神。并且因着神在基督耶稣里所显示的生命和爱的本性而感谢神。
Friends, please reflect on this truth.
亲爱的朋友们，请我们让我们来思考这个真理。
It is the most important good news that this world can possibly know.
这是这个世界所能明白的、所能知道的最重要的消息。
Paul confirmed this truth about Christ.In 1 Corinthians 15, when he writes so eloquently about the resurrection of believers from the dead.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章用高超的语言艺术描述了信徒复活的真理。
How can we know that we will be resurrected?
我们怎么知道我们会复活？
It is because God raised Jesus from the dead.
因为神将耶稣从死里复活。
And God gave him dominion and power over all things, including death.
神赐给他权柄，战胜所有，包括死亡。
Paul writes, "For he must reign until he has put all things, all his enemies, under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death."
保罗在哥林多前书十五章二十五到二十六节这样写道：因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下，竟末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
We can be thankful because Christ showed us the nature of God.
我们因为基督展示了神的本性而感谢神。
We can be thankful.Because Christ reigns.
我们感谢神，因为基督作王。
A woman named Louise suffered the most devastating loss that a human being can know.
有一位名叫路易斯的女士曾经经历了一个人所能经历的最惨痛的损失。
Her only son, Chris, was killed in a car wreck.
她的独生子在车祸当中丧生。
Louise searched everywhere for answers for her suffering.
路易斯到处寻找她痛苦的答案。
She read books about the afterlife and the spirit world.
她读了很多关于死亡之后和灵界的书籍。
She attended New Age seminars on contacting the dead.
她也参加过新时代运动创办的交接已死的人的活动。
Louise thought that she had found an outlet for her grief when she started using a Ouija board.
路易斯呢开始使用一种灵性牌，他认为他可以从中找到使他的忧伤得以疏解的出口。
She spent hours allegedly communicating with Christ through the Ouija board and writing down the answers she supposedly received from him.
他整天呢花很多时间来似乎在跟他的儿子 Chris 交谈，然后呢再写下他认为的 Chris 对他的回答。
Yet her search for answers was not helping to alleviate her grief.
然而在寻找这些答案的过程呢，却并没有帮助疏解他的忧郁。
Louise was sinking deeper into depression and was haunted by thoughts of suicide.
事实上，路易陷入深深的忧郁症，并且经常被自杀的念头所缠绕。
Then a new neighbor invited Louise to a Bible study.
然后他的一个新的邻居呢，开始邀请他来参加他们的查经班。
At the Bible study, Louise told the other woman of her search for comfort and meaning and hope after her son's death.
在查经班呢，路易斯就向他其他的妇女呢，告诉他们说，他在他儿子死后。在寻找安慰人生的意义及盼望。
They convinced her that the answers she sought could only be found in the study of God's Word and the willingness to open herself to God's Holy Spirit.
他们告知她，只有查找神的话语以及愿意对圣灵打开心门，在这当中才能找到答案。
Louise began reading the Bible.
Louise 开始读圣经。
And she felt powerfully drawn to the message of love and hope she found there.
她开始感到在圣经当中所能找到的爱和希望，大大的有能力的吸引她。
The more she read God's word, the more her grief and depression dissipated and were replaced by peace and strength.
她阅读神的话语就越感到他的悲伤和忧郁被平安和力量所代替。
As Louise writes, I found healing for my sorrow when I met God.
就像路易所写，当我遇见神的时候，我发现我的忧伤正在被医治。
Many people have found healing when they have discovered who God really is.
许多的人都因为发现了神的本性而得到医治。
That is in the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
而发现这个事实的唯一道路就是通过耶稣基督的生命、死和复活。
But notice the last thing Paul says to us in this passage from Ephesians.
但请注意，保罗在以弗所书对我们所讲的最后的一件事就是。
And God placed him and all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is this body. The fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
神又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体。是那充满万有者所充满的。
The third thing to be thankful for is church of Jesus Christ.
第三，我们因着耶稣基督的教会来向神献上感恩。
There is a group of people who have been chosen to tell the world the good news Christ has revealed to us about God.
在这世界上有一群人是被拣选呼召出来，把神显明，把耶稣基督把神显明出来的好消息传给世界。
That group of people is the church.
这一群人就是世界，啊，就是教会。
And that's us.
那就是我们。
A workshop leader was trying to convince a group of pastors that they need to work harder and helping their members become more serious about being disciples of Christ.
在一个基督教的讲座当中，有一个讲员试图来说服一群牧师们，他请求他们更加努力地帮助他们的会友们、会众们对做基督的门徒这件事更加严肃一点。
Christians, he said, need to be producing spiritual mature followers of Christ.
教会，他这么说，需要培养出一批灵里面成熟的基督的跟随者，
Not half-hearted pew-warmers，
而不是一群三心二意的只是来暖教会长凳的人。
He explains the situation to them using the imagery of a car company, in this case Chrysler.
他用 Chrysler 这个车牌号公司呢来阐明他的观点。
A successful car company at that time, he said, doesn't just buy a lot of raw materials, glass and metal and plastics and rubber, throw them in a box with a Chrysler logo on it, and put it on the showroom floor.
他说，一个成功的汽车公司不会只买一堆原材料，例如玻璃和金属、塑料和橡胶，将这些材料扔进一个写有 Chrysler 牌号的大盒子里，然后将它放在车行的展览厅里。
People will look at the box of materials and say, "This is not a complete product."
人们看到这些原材料就会说，这还不是一部车呢。这
Does this shoddy material really represent what Christ is all about?
这些劣质品真的能够代表 Chrysler 公司的产品吗？
Instead, Chrysler hires well-trained, precise engineers and workers to put all these raw materials together according to very exacting standards.
相反， Chrysler 公司会雇佣受过良好训练的精良的工程师和技术员，将这些原材料根据精确的标准配合在一起。
A great deal of work goes into assembling the car.
要生产一部车需要很多的工作。
And after a car has been assembled, it goes through a rigorous quality control check.
当一部车被装配好之后，会经过一系列严格的质验检查过程。
Every part of that car must be working exactly according to specifications before that car can be branded with the Chrysler logo and put on the showroom floor.
在这部车能够被安放在展览厅的地板之前，上之前呢，这部车的每一个部件都必须能根据具体标准而运作。
In contrast, said the speaker, this group of pastors, our churches are often full of half-hearted believers, spiritually immature, doubt-filled, sin-seeking people.
这位讲员继续对牧师说，相反，我们的教会当中经常充满了三心二意的基督徒，灵里不成熟，充满怀疑，并且追求最终之乐的人们。
And yet we do little to correct or change them.
我们也很少做些什么事去纠正他们。
We send them out into the world with the Christian logo and tell everyone that these are representatives of Christ.
我们将他们送出去到世界上，他们带着基督徒的名号牌号，告诉每一个人他们代表基督。
No wonder our churches have so little spiritual power, he said, and so little positive impact in their communities.
难怪我们的教会力量这样微小，对我们的社区能产生的正面影响也是这样的渺小。
We are not producing spiritual mature believers who truly represent Christ in their communities.
我们没有在培养灵，在没培养出灵里成熟的信徒，在他们的社区当中来真正代表基督。
That may seem a little harsh.
这些话听上去有点严厉。
But who can doubt that it's also true?
但是谁能够怀疑它的真实性呢？
Imagine what might happen if we as Christ's body truly felt gratitude for all the blessings we enjoyed and were to translate that gratitude into a life of service and praise.
试想一下，如果我们作为基督的身体，能真正的因着我们所享受的祝福而心存真正的感恩，然后又将这份感谢之心化作一生对神的侍奉和赞美，将会发生什么？
Imagine what our community might be like, and our homes and our businesses, if there were people who were so filled with the joy of Christ that they infected everyone around them.
如果我们真被基督的喜乐而充满，并能影响周围的人，我们的社区、我们的家庭和工作地方将会发生什么？
Imagine what would happen if our characters reflected the nature of God in the same way Jesus did, compassionate, loving, forgiving, kind and gracious.
如果我们的品格真正反映了神的本性，就像耶稣基督那样反映了神的本性，有温柔、怜悯、饶恕、慈爱和恩良善，将会发生什么呢？
Who knows?Even the trash cans might start singing out, "Anka, thank you."
谁能预料呢？也许垃圾桶也会说谢谢。
God is in control of our world, and Christ has shown us God's character.
神在掌管整个世界，基督显示了神的本性。
You and I are called to take that understanding of God's love to every person we meet until that day comes when all the world knows that the God we worship is a God of love, a God of mercy, a God of forgiveness.
你和我都被呼召来将对神的爱的认识带给每一个我们遇见的人，直到全世界都知道我们所敬拜的神是一位慈爱、怜悯和饶恕的神。
And Jesus is our God, our Savior, and our King.
耶稣是我们的神，是我们的救主，是我们的王。
Amen.